Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. My name is Peter Apathy, and it is time for our live local interview. And we started with some special music because it's about an event coming up this weekend. I have three guests in the studio this morning. Christian Litton. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Peter.
Rita Christensen. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Aiden Lafreniere.
Greetings.
I am so ready for this show. So, Christian, I'm going to start with you. Let's talk a little bit about what you got planned this weekend.
Yeah, so this weekend is the Sitka High School Theater Department production of The Games Afoot, or Homes for the Holidays. So it is our spring play that we do every year, and this year we chose to do a murder mystery whodunit written by Ken Ludwig. It's a pretty modernly written show. It was written pretty modernly, but it takes place in the 1930s. It's about a real character that is a real living human being named William Gillette. He was known as playing Sherlock Holmes in plays and one of the first Sherlock Holmes on the silver screen. And it's about him and his castmates at a party at his house, his mansion on the Connecticut River. And they have a little murder mystery to kind of solve in their house and stuff. And so it's a pretty fun, exciting, suspenseful play with a lot of comedy, kind of a farce a little bit at times too. It's fun.
So Rita, let's talk a little bit about the show. So that this is, again, a Christmas party. It's May.
Yes.
But that's okay. It's a Christmas party. I presume the set's decorated with some, you know, Christmas stuff.
We have a tree.
Yep.
Okay. That's a good start. Right on. So you are playing one of the main characters, Martha. Tell me a little bit about Martha.
Yes, I'm playing Martha, who is the main character, Willie's mother. I'm not an actor in the play. I'm there simply because it's my house and I'm helping to put on the party. It's a really fun role because I get to be a little bit dotty and I don't have to memorize a bunch of Shakespeare, which is really nice.
How about you, Aiden?
Yeah, I am playing Rita's son, the main character, William Gillette. I am one of the great actors of the time, and I'm hosting a little party as we take a break from the play within the play. So the characters have been on tour doing a performance of The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, and now we've taken a step back from the stage. And in the show, we are at a Christmas party at my mansion.
Okay, this is complicated.
Yes.
But I'm sticking with you here. So why are you taking a break in the show?
Unfortunately, I had to step back from the stage due to a personal injury that occurred during one of the performances.
Oh, Rita, can you expand on that a little bit?
Not without spoiling the show.
Ooh, okay. Christian, can you bail her out here?
Yeah, so there's the beginning of the show definitely has a little bit of an action sequence that kind of happens, and it kind of sets up the whole kind of whodunit mystery.
Which is just like the beginning of a James Bond movie.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. Yeah. There's an
car
opening scene
and...
that, yep, exactly. That's
right.
Exactly what it is. We got Ira Snelling that's helped us out with some stunt and fight choreography and there. And yeah, this show's got a lot of kind of twists and turns and stuff like that. And so it's gonna be fun to kind of, you know, as you follow the characters along and figuring out kind of who did it and what happened. And the set is amazing. It was designed by Rebecca Polson, and it's built like a giant mansion. But William Gillette is an eccentric in a way, and so he has covered it in weapons galore. There are like weapons all over the stage and stuff like that. So there's a lot of this intrigue of like, oh my gosh, is somebody going to pull one of those weapons down and maybe kill somebody? There's a lot of stuff like that. And so
Aiden, you're playing William. Would you agree with that assessment? That
very much so.
Okay.
He is a gentleman. He's very suave.
And eccentric.
And very eccentric. He has a laboratory in his house.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask for an example.
Yes.
So tell us about this laboratory. Is that part of the set?
Unfortunately, no. But our amazing prop designer, Jack, has...
Jack.
Jack Peterson.
Peterson,
yeah. Oh, yes.
Sorry, Jack.
Okay, yes.
Has designed many of the tools that I would have used in the laboratory, and a couple of those come out and are used throughout the show.
Tools. That's
yes.
A very generic term. You guys are being very careful not to give away the
there's
show.
There's a lot about this show that anytime you do a murder mystery, it's like, yeah, you want to be careful not to give anything away and let people come enjoy the show and take it all in and see it from start to finish.
Everything's a clue.
Yeah.
Everything's a clue. So I asked you earlier when we were getting ready for this interview about a favorite quote. So this is an educated group of people, it sounds like, and a well-read group of people
for sure.
who are collecting for this party. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of quotes from literature, of mm-hmm. popular literature at the time. So is there anything that you can talk, any favorite quote that you can mention without giving away the show? You mentioned that most of the quotes are insults.
There are a lot of
the
really
ones that stand out for them are probably they
are
the ones
really, really great insults. There are some quotes from literature that we as characters quote. I get to quote something from A Tale of Two Cities. That okay. It is a far, far better thing I do than I've ever done before. It is a far, far better place I go. I know that you, Aiden, have 5 bajillion Shakespeare quotes.
Yeah, no, they get a bit jumbled up. But if I had to do a favorite quote, I don't think it would be one of those Shakespeare quotes. I have a line pretty early on in the show that I just love. and it's, I can't go to the door in my bathroom, mother. I'm not an insectric. Sorry, I messed that up. I'm just going to stay silent now.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun lines in the show that are going to be fun for the audience to hear.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. When is the show?
The show is this weekend. It's Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m., and Saturday night at 7 p.m. So we're going to do 2 shows on Saturday. So if you're looking for a matinee, there will be one on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m.
Rita, I'm going to ask you a question. So you are not only one of the actors in the show, but you also worked on the costumes.
Yes.
Is that something you can talk about? This, you know, it's hard to give an interview people can't give away stuff that happens in the show.
I can absolutely talk a bunch about the costumes. Safe to talk about.
Good.
So it was really fun. I was brought on originally as a costume designer, and I ended up becoming one of the actors about a month ago.
A month and a half ago,
which is a fun surprise. But I really like doing plays like this, which are set in the 1930s and things. So period pieces where you have to really source and find creative clothing, but it also just really creates a scene to have everyone look like they're of the time. And it has been a journey to find costumes for everybody. But I'm really happy with what we have so far. I think it's really fun. I managed to get a bunch of people in not only 1930s costumes, but also Christmas costumes.
Oh, Christmas in 1930.
Yeah.
Is hard.
So where did you go for inspiration?
I looked at a bunch of old Vogue magazines because Vogue had just started coming out at the time and really gotten big. And you could look up specifically 1936, which is when the play takes place. And you can find the issues online that people have taken photos of. And you can look through and see what people would have worn at the time, would have been popular. If women wore pants at the time, which was a thing that we debated for a really long time, if one of the female characters should have pants or could have pants. We ended up going with no because we found just a bunch of really lovely dresses that we didn't want to not use. So, yeah. It's been super fun, and I do think that a lot of the costumes help kind of show the story of a character. We wanted to make sure that people weren't just wearing 1930s clothing, but they were wearing 1930s clothing that their character would wear, and it really tells a story.
And what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a long, simple white dress that is high neck and long sleeves because I'm a mom and I kind of have to like be of the time, but not. I can't be the flashiest person on stage. I'm not like a one of the actors in the cast, so I'm a little bit more toned down than some of the other people.
Okay, let's shout out some of the other folks in the cast as well, because we've just talked about 2 actors here, and of course, Christian, you're the director. Who else, Christian? I'll ask you. Who else is in the show?
Lazaria Kubaki, Naomi Kapp, Alex Calistini. Shout them out, you guys.
Calum Wetzel. Reagan Wingard.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Everybody.
Oh, wait. No. Morgan Hames.
And Morgan Hames. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Morgan Hames is our like lone freshman that's in the show this year. And all of them killing it. They're all just doing such a great job in the show and so happy to have them on board.
Well, but we don't know if all of them are killing it. There's only one.
Well, you'll have to find out. To see.
Oh, okay. Man, I tried. Yeah. I tried, but it's not working.
A good one.
All right. Well, we are out of time. We've been speaking with folks from the Sitka High School Theater Department. about the upcoming show, The Games Afoot, or Homes for the Holidays. It's a
Murder mystery thriller
whodunit farce.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. That's coming up on Friday at 7 p.m. at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Also, two shows on Saturday, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Hope folks can make it. And we're going to go out with a little bit more of the music from the show. Christian, you asked me to pick this tune out. Why am I picking this tune out? Why is this appropriate for this show?
Oh, Ken Ludwig picked this music for the show because it's got a lot of suspense and intrigue to it.
Okay. Music from Beethoven with a little bit of suspense for The Games Afoot. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. The time is 8:27.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank you.